Welcome to the Rotor Report, and as I sit here in front of my computer on this 18th day of February 2014, 2 days before the NBA trading deadline, going through all the different stories, all the different tweets, and the rumors in the NBA about teams looking to make moves and who they're targeting and what they'd be willing to offer for said player and things along those lines. And I came across this story or this rumor, I guess is the better way to put it, and it's from, hold on here, let me look at it. It's from Ken Berg from CBSSports.com. The headline of the story is Sources, Lakers Mavs Maneuvering for Kevin Love. And I started reading this story and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, all right, what the Lakers are willing to offer Minnesota for Kevin Love, the Cavaliers can match that and actually put together a better offer for Kevin Love than what the Lakers are reportedly offering. It says here the Lakers are looking to throw in Pau Gasol because of his expiring contract in the deal to acquire Kevin Love from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, there are reports that Kevin Love wants to play in a major market. He and his agent want to play in a major market. Of course, Love played his college basketball there at UCLA, so he loves Southern California. And reportedly, the Lakers would be his first choice. And so the Lakers would include Pau Gasol. His contract's worth like $19.3 million. And a first-round pick in 2014, which right now looks to be a lottery pick because the Lakers aren't going to make the playoffs in the West. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, the Cavaliers could match that by throwing in a player who has an expiring contract in Luol Deng, as well as Tristan Thompson, a young power forward to replace Kevin Love, and a first-round pick, because right now the Cavaliers are in the eighth spot as far as the draft lottery goes with their record. They're three games out of a playoff spot, but they have the eighth worst record in the NBA. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, if I'm the Cavaliers, if I'm David Griffin, and I'm looking at these various rumors throughout the internet, and of course everything that I'm sure Griff heard during the All-Star break in New Orleans and meeting with all the GMs and everything out there, I'm at least calling Minnesota and saying, okay, I know you're probably not going to make this trade with the Los Angeles Lakers, and Flip Saunders is the guy that has to decide on what he wants to do with the Minnesota Timberwolves. It looks like they're headed to the lottery once again. But Flip, just let me bend your ear a little bit here. Let me just throw something your way. Would you have any interest in Luol Deng and his expiring contract? He becomes a free agent at the end of this year. It's $14 million and some change. Tristan Thompson, who you would control for a number of years, a young up-and-coming power forward who's almost averaging a double-double, and the Cavaliers' first pick in 2014. Would that interest you for Kevin Love and, say, to make it even with the salaries and balance everything out, throw in Alexei Shved, the shooting guard who's not getting a lot of minutes for you in Minnesota? Would that be something that would interest you? If I'm David Griffin, I'm at least making this call to see if Minnesota would have any interest in this. You never know. I mean, some of the craziest trades that have happened in the NBA happened to the last second, where a guy calls and for whatever reason, the other general manager likes the deal and they make a deal, or trades that have happened where you plant seeds and you tweak it a little bit here, you tweak it a little bit there, and before you know it, the trade comes off. So for me, from a Cavaliers standpoint, to be impressed by David Griffin, I need him to pull off something of this magnitude. I need David Griffin to go out and get me a Kevin Love to play alongside a Kyrie Irving. The one thing that Love and Irving both have in common, I think this is Love's fifth season, Irving's third season, and neither of them have made the playoffs yet. And both are considered stars of their team, all-star caliber players without question. Superstar caliber players, that's still up for grabs, but both put up great individual numbers, but their teams have not moved on into the playoffs. And Kevin Love has hinted that he's going to leave after his contract is up after next season. He has a player option, I believe, for 2016, so you control him through 2015, and then it's his choice to opt out with that player option or re-sign with the team that he would still be with. So if you're the Cavaliers and you hear these rumblings about other teams contacting the Minnesota Timberwolves, I'm hoping that David Griffin has at least made a call to Flip Saunders to say, all right, let's talk about this, and would you have any interest in this deal if you're considering trading him to the Los Angeles Lakers or the Dallas Mavericks? Consider us. consider me and this deal that I'm willing to throw out there for you for Kevin Love. And if this deal doesn't match what you need in return for Kevin Love and say an Alexei Shved, well, what do I have to do to sweeten the deal to maybe get you to send Kevin Love our way? Now, here's the thing you have to remember, though, if you're David Griffin and the Cavaliers. We've mentioned already in this podcast that there's a good chance that Kevin Love is going to opt out after next season and test the free agent waters, and more than likely would love to go back to Los Angeles. I think if you're David Griffin, you would have to be able to talk to Kevin Love and his agent and find out from them before you make this deal, find out if they would be willing to sign a long-term contract and stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Of course, the ties there with Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving, Uncle Drew, the Pepsi Max commercial and everything. Kevin Love is in that commercial with Kyrie Irving. Nate Robinson was added this past year. Those are the three guys, part of the team and everything along those lines. So there is a relationship there already between Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. So would that be enough with the Cavaliers just on the outside looking into the playoffs? Would that be enough to maybe lure Kevin Love to Cleveland and sign a long-term contract if a trade like this was pulled off? Now, this probably won't happen. It's wishful thinking on my part more than anything. But like I said, as I'm scouring the internet, looking at all these trade rumors and all of these teams maybe willing to offer so-and-so for a star player, it just caught my attention that the Cavaliers could match what the Lakers would offer for Kevin Love and a little bit more. But again, David Griffin, I think, doesn't make this move or even inquire about it if he doesn't have an idea that Kevin Love would be willing to sign a long-term contract, because I don't think you can make this move without knowing that Kevin Love would be willing to stay in Cleveland long term. So would it be a risky move to make if you didn't know that? Absolutely, without question. And maybe you roll the dice a little bit in the hopes that if Kevin Love does come here for the rest of this season and they make the playoffs this year and they get in the playoffs next year and they add another big-time free agent in the summer because of their cap space and everything along those lines, that would be enough maybe to keep a Kevin Love here in Cleveland. So just throwing it out there as I read all these internet rumors and everything like that, in hopes that David Griffin can pull off some type of trade of this magnitude to really shake up the Cavaliers and get them headed in the right direction. We'll see what happens. Again, the trading deadline is Thursday. Cavaliers reportedly interested in some minor deals that are happening out there throughout the NBA, some with the Kings, Jarrett Jack also with the Nets, and who was it? Jason Terry with the New Jersey Nets, but they'd want to move him. So right now, as of, 5:13 when I tape this podcast on the 18th of February, Cavaliers just involved in some minor talks out there, but this is something that would really shake up, I think, the Cavaliers, the Minnesota Timberwolves, the NBA, and this is where, as a general manager, if you're trying to impress your boss, and in David Griffin's case, keep the job, this is the type of deal that you have to be willing to take a risk on, take a chance on, and be able to pull off to impress your boss and maybe change the faces of the franchise and move them in the right direction. We'll see what Griff can get done before Thursday's trading deadline.